This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of early spring. Mountain bluebirds are returning to Yellowstone now. Bald eagles are laying eggs there, and ravens are pairing up for spring, frolicking as they court. Snow midges appear as the weather becomes milder along mountain streams, and they provide early food for birds and fish, which become more active as equinox approaches. In Southern California, the wildflower season is well underway, with large white desert lilies in full bloom and bright purple sand verbena blossoming where moisture is adequate. Fields of daffodils are open in southern Georgia. As temperatures warm with the advent of early spring, sap is running in the midwestern maples, partial to new in full moon times. The ground should soon reach 35 degrees there, the temperature at which earthworms become active. And between the third week of February and the middle of March, sandhill cranes often pass through southwestern Ohio on their way north to nesting sites. And grackles join the starlings at feeders across the Great Lakes region. Killdeer, rusty blackbirds, and canvasback ducks are arriving in Indiana as farmers plant their sweet corn along the Gulf Coast. Throughout Alabama, bee season has started. Honeybees and carpenter bees collecting pollen from dandelions and yellow-flowered wild radishes, from red maples, blue toadflax, white clover, and mouse-eared chickweed. Azaleas are in bloom throughout northern Florida, and in the lowlands of Mississippi, swamp buttercups, violets, and black medic are open. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of early spring. In the meantime, keep looking. Just about everything you see could be a sign of spring.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.